and welcome to the Times of India News. Here are the top news of the hour. Congress President Rahul Gandhi on Monday announced that if his party comes to power at the centre, it will provide 72,000 rupees per annum to the 20% poorest families under the Minimum Basic Income Guarantee Scheme. Addressing the media, the Congress president said that his party will deliver justice to the economically backward people by ensuring them a basic minimum income of rupees 12,000 per month. He said that it is an extremely powerful, groundbreaking and well-thought idea. We have consulted many economists on the scheme. He said that it will be the world's largest minimum income scheme. The scheme will cover 5 crore families and as many as 25 crore people are expected to benefit from the scheme. Rahul said that his party is committed towards the scheme and also added that it is fiscally possible to implement it. As per the scheme, the minimum income line has been set at 12,000 rupees per month, the Congress president clarified. Taking a swipe at Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra's recent Ganga Yatra, Union Minister Nitin Gadkari on Monday asked whether her boat ride would have been possible without the Allahabad-Varanasi waterway constructed during the NDA government. Gadkari also played down Priyanka's entry into politics, saying she will not make any impact for the Congress in Uttar Pradesh. Priyanka undertook a 3-day boat ride in Uttar Pradesh as part of her campaign for the upcoming Lok Sabha election. The campaign started from Prayagraj and ended at Varanasi, the parliamentary constituency of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Gadkari added that he is confident that the Ganga will be 100% clean by March 2020. Last week, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said that Priyanka should thank Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his efforts to clean the Ganga, which made it possible for her to embark on a river campaign. He said that it was because of the efforts taken by PM Modi that Ganga's water has turned suitable for travelling and drinking. Reserve Bank of India's Governor Shaktikanta Das on Monday met Finance Minister Arun Jaitley and is believed to have discussed the current economic situation ahead of the first bi-monthly monetary policy for 2019-2020. The meeting of the 6-member Monetary Policy Committee to decide on the first bi-monthly policy statement for 2019-20 will be held from April 2nd to 4th. The policy will be announced on April 4th. The bi-monthly policy assumes significance as it will be announced just a week before the commencement of the 7-phase general elections beginning 11th April. According to the sources, economic issues were discussed during the meeting. While the RBI cut the interest rate in its February monetary policy after a gap of 18 months, industry has started clamoring for another rate cut as retail inflation is below the RBI's benchmark of 4% and need for boosting growth is pressing. Retail inflation inched up to 4-month high of 2.5% in February, though it is still below the RBI's benchmark, raising hopes of another round of rate cut to boost industrial growth, which slipped to 1.7% on account of manufacturing sector slowdown. The central bank has reduced the key lending rate by 25 basis points in February to 6.25%. Following the RBI rate cut, many banks announced up to 10 basis point reduction in their lending rates. However, there have also been complaints that banks do not pass on the entire benefit of policy rate cut to borrowers. Dengue cases have spiraled in the city over the past 2 weeks, with at least 650 people being diagnosed with the vector-borne disease. According to a municipal report released on Monday, nearly 170 of the cases came to light in the first week of October alone. A senior doctor at a government-run facility advised people to take all precautions like wearing full sleeves and not allowing the breeding of mosquito larvae inside their homes. The doctor said that water coolers should be dried up when not in use as dengue infection-carrying mosquitoes breed there a lot. Mosquito nets should be used at home. Cases of vector-borne diseases are usually reported between July and November, but the period may stretch to mid-December. No vector-borne disease cases was reported till January 13th. The report said that domestic breeding checkers found mosquito breedings in 1,92 households in the city till October 6th. As a proactive measure, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Anil Baijal had few months ago directed local bodies and other agencies to intensify vector control measures. He had also asked for regular meetings at the level of district magistrates with all stakeholders to review the situation in their respective districts. According to the SDMC, 10 people died due to dengue in Delhi last year, of whom 5 were not residents of the national capital. Overall, the vector-borne disease had affected 9,271 people in the city last year.